Okay, finishing up, is there anything else you might want to add?
No, I enjoyed this though, very much. I've never done anything like this. It's late so far.
Mm-hmm.
But anything connected with baseball, I still
connected with baseball.
Yeah.
You must do a lot of reading.
I do.
You purchase a lot of baseball books?
Yeah. I get Sports Illustrated. And I get the Sabre.
How about sporting news?
Well, I really think I can
subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Baseball Digest?
No.
That's a neat little movie.
Yeah. It's really a thank you.
Yeah. Find it on the news.
Plus $15 a year to subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm. I get them all. I want you to know that I've had a ball doing
it. Well, I have too, and I'm so glad you came. It's really a pleasure.
Let me ask you a question. What were you thinking when I gave you the call? When I first contacted you?
Oh,
what was your reaction?
I don't know. I was telling somebody about it. I said, some baseball nuts just call me.
Okay.
And my son, he answered the phone.
He did, yes.
Years ago. It's too bad he wasn't here. He would have liked to meet you.
What was his reaction?
He thought it was great. He never got to be a baseball player. But he's a baseball fan. He watches the games and he knows all the figures.
How old is your son?
61.
Well, I'm going to be sending you a copy of this tape.
Oh, great. I'll have a lot of fun with that.
Send him a copy?
Yeah.
He'd be home. Like
right now he's down in the Grand Canyon. He teaches out in New York State.
Where does he teach?
In Herkimer, New York.
What college?
I think it's a junior college, I think.
You ever get out to see him?
Oh yeah.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
20 years.
Really?
Yeah. He's been about 35 miles from the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
I was out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's the greatest. He could spend a couple of days there.
Mm-hmm. Then what is going to be the Hall of Fame?
Well,
what is it going to be?
There's a sideline.
Timothy Augustine McNamara from Millsville, Massachusetts, born in 1898. If any left, this would be sent to put in the library.
The only thing I can say, I was betting on I'd never make it.
What is the favorite for?
Hey, speaking of the Hall of Fame, what's your opinion of Pete Rose?
What my opinion?
Yeah.
Personal opinion. If they let Pete Rose in, he has the figure, stats, the longevity to be there. I think on that base as a ball player, he should be there. If his band is lifted, they allow him to keep going there. He was found, Joe Jackson was found innocent in the court of law, and he wasn't doing it. They bring Pete Rose back in, and I read in the paper this morning. Sports Illustrated, this morning I read it. That if they look at the band, come back in. based on what he did. But you've got a lifetime being, so you can reapply.
Do you think they'll cough enough over maybe 10 years from now?
I think they might do it in years, but he meant too much to baseball play. What he did, again, it's like Black Sox, they were never really proven guilty.
No, they
couldn't. The evidence was there that something took place.
I think it was a lot of manufacture.
Could have been. But there was evidence that Pedro did gamble.
Always there was the evidence against him. It was his own team.
Right. If you... I don't think he ever went to trial. He never did. He admitted to his involvement and got the ban. If he reinstated, so yes, he got involved in the reinstated. But he was proven innocent before the law.
Joe, I think, according to the stories I read at the time and since then, he was kind of an innocent victim.
Yeah, he was. Elliot Asimov's book, 8 Men Out. I don't know if you ever read that. The next one's book on the Black Sox. Excellent book. He more or less hit statistics during the World Series. It indicates he wasn't involved. The problem is, he knew about it. He knew what was going on.
In fact, the story I had, somebody asked him, and I think he told the world it was. He knew about it, but he didn't want to bother it again. And I also read the story that he was a kind of a, came from a poor family, never had the education. It seems like when they asked him to join the wrestling ring, he was a psych robin, Chick Gamble was supposed to be the leader. But that's probably what Joe would say. No, I don't want to bother with that stuff.
But he was involved in the new artist, he was
involved in
that. That's the impression of people. There are too many people right now getting into the Hall of Fame who, because of their longevity,
they're questioning.
Yeah. I get into a big argument all the time on one particular ball player in the Red Sox. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Never hear about
it. You get a lot of ball players now who are in their careers designated for this time studies. Jack Clark, the Red Sox.
Oh, he's not a ball player.
A man I admire as a ball player. I always have my will. He's like Evans.
Yeah.
He went through some pretty tough personal times.
Yes, he did.
He never used it as an excuse for not performing well. I admire a ball player like that. He came to play every day.
Every day for how many years?
19 years of Boston, finishing out. Probably not the right way for the DH.
He did me in there.
The guy I grow to admire more and more every year, Edward. I got a corner in my living room like that a couple of years ago with photographs of Ted Williams. Both of my kids this year gave photographs of Ted Williams and books on Ted Williams. I've got a library of close to 200 baseball books right now.
Who's my
I acquired them.
trophies.
Okay, on my letter that I sent to you, I finished it up with a PS that said, expect to sign some autographs. So, I've got a baseball here. And if you don't mind, pen up. Whatever you want to do. Best wishes, whatever. Any right about here? Go for. How about right here, your name? That pen's all set.
All set.
Yeah. Do you need a light on?
No.